Japanese immigration authorities don't want anything in writing because they know there's no case. They don't want to make a statement. And the same with the U.S. government. You understand?
Yeah, I understand, Bobby. And, my last comment is that especially the Beacon Storage Company, they have been very, very quiet about your memorabilia that was, in your words, that was robbed in the Beacon Storage Company.
No journalist has... I have never seen a single word from Beacons about this robbery, which is, in monetary value, probably the biggest robbery in the history of the United States.
Right.
A vast fortune, that stuff. A vast fortune.
Okay. Okay, with that, Mr. Fisher, we have a little time to finish this program of ours, but still we would like to thank you for spending a little of your time here in our program, and it seems that this is another chess match on your part, and we wish you to get all the best moves in this present legal matter of yours.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Mr. Principe, that in chess there are some rules, but this, there are no rules, you know? They just make any kind of move, no matter how illegal it is. This is the problem, you see? The U.S. government and the Japanese government, they don't care about the rules or the law, you see? This is the problem. Even if I play all the right moves, what good is it going to do me if these people don't play by the rules, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you won't settle for at least a stalemate in this case. Okay. With that, Mr. Fisher, thank you very much, and we hope to hear more from you. And you know, many of the Filipinos, we've been receiving dozens of text messages wishing you well, primarily, and... same goes here for our program. We wish you all the best in your situation now.
I just repeat that internet address before I go off.
Okay, no problem.
Because there's 100 times more stuff there than I could ever say here in this short interview. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Let me just read http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/.
Okay, I am able to copy that, sir, and I will again announce that here in our program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Sports Radio for letting me on again. It's a great station. I always like to be on that station.
Our pleasure, sir, and thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Fisher, sabi nga nila, perhaps the greatest chess player. Mr. Esimo, Mr. Torre, siguro, let's use 3 minutes of our program before we end, no? A summary of what happened today dito sa ating programa. Yun nga, parang lumalabas illegal yung kanyang detention dito sa Japan.
Ang tingin ko dito, si Bobby talaga has been deprived of his right to due process, di ba? He was, how do you call it, he was convicted without trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because ang dapat na ginawa muna sa kanya, ni-notify siya muna
okay.
About the possible revocation of his passport, and then he will be given a chance to adduce evidence against the charges against him, and then mayroong findings of facts, there will be a decision here, tapos kung hindi masiyan si Bobby Fisher dito, i-appeal niya ito.
Mm-hmm.
All this has not been done eh.
Mm-hmm.
So all the indications of a kangaroo court proceeding is present in the case of Bobby. I'm sorry to say that, but it's really the truth from a lawyer's viewpoint.
So it seems that actually ang grave alam siguro mistake na lang ni Mr. Fisher is that yung 1992 game against Pasipan doon nag-emulate.
He doesn't even admit it because what he participated in was actually a...
Oh, both.